till they finally pull my curtains. But if this ain't working, please don't misinterpret. We're not perfect, but neither is focusing without a purpose. Trust me, we're not all worth it, such is life. But we're smile, stay a while, sincerely. Hello everyone, and welcome to Texas Cannabis Report, your eyes and ears for cannabis news across the Lone Star State. My name is Stephen Carter, and I'm your host. This is Episode 3, and today is Sunday, May 18th. You can find us on our website at texcan.com. That's TXCANN.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Pinterest. I want to welcome everyone to the new show format today. We're moving to a 30-minute show. And we've also fixed some sound issues that I know we were having at the previous episodes. Hopefully we've got those hammered out and things are sounding a lot better now. So let's dive right in. This is a special episode. We're dedicating it directly to the marijuana march that happened in Fort Worth a couple weeks ago, and also the upcoming Texas Regional Normal Conference being put on by DFW Normal. Texas Cannabis Report was out there on scene to cover the Fort Worth Marijuana March. We got out there around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and there were a couple hundred people there. It was a pretty good time. They had rented a place downtown at Mambo's, downtown Houston, or not Houston, it's Fort Worth on Houston Street, and they had a little park area where vendors were set up and people were coming in and out, and have a good time. And one thing that I really liked to see was there was a lot of kids there. So, you know, these are family-friendly events, so you could bring your kids out. So it was nice to see all these people bringing their kids out to enjoy the entire thing. They had a bunch of speakers, bunch of bands, and, you know, throughout the day, the crowd just steadily built up, and it was getting bigger and bigger. And organizers were hoping for, you know, 1,000 people at least. You know, they spent $2,000 on a billboard that they put up on I-20. So they were hoping that this would be the biggest marijuana march that they've ever put on before. So as the hours went by and we got closer and closer to the march, and all the speakers lined up and got the crowd pumped and ready to go, you know, finally it came to about 4 o'clock. And Sean got up there, who's the director of DFW Normal, and he delivered an amazing speech. It was awesome. It was very heartfelt. It was to the point. It hit on a lot of issues that we could all agree on. Got the crowd totally revved up, and he capped it off strong. We've got video of that on our website, so you can check that out. I highly recommend watching the video. His speech was just amazing. And if you look there in the background on the left-hand side, that guy taking pictures, that's me. So he got his speech wrapped up, and then all of a sudden, as we're getting down there to march on the Fort Worth courthouse, people just come pouring out of everywhere. Like, we had no idea this many people were going to show up. By the time we got done estimating things, over 2,000 people had showed up to march on the courthouse. And now, this isn't even the amazing part. I mean, we had a ton of people out there. And let me kind of walk you through what all went down. You know, I got down off the balcony where Sean was speaking, and I was taking pictures. And I got out there in the crowd, and I started taking pictures and talking to people and just kind of watch to see what's going on. And what happened is, right as we got the march started, there was not much of a police presence. They knew that we were marching, but they didn't send a whole lot of police out, and so the streets weren't blocked off or anything. Anyways, so we're all marching down the street, and all of a sudden this car just kind of drives up in the middle of everyone. And there's two people driving, a woman and a man, and the woman's driving, the man's in the passenger seat. And they just drive up in the middle of everyone, just trying to get down the street, I guess, and they're being rude about it, honking their horns, revving their engine, nearly hit a few people. And the guy starts leaning out the window and is cussing at people. And, you know, a couple people got kind of riled up, and they were mouthing back and forth at him. And at one point, he gets out of the car, and while his wife, girlfriend, friend, I don't know who she was, I thought they were married. Anyways, she's steadily revving the car and coming up on people, nearly hit a few more people. And he's getting out of the car and cussing out marchers as they're going down the street. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the whole thing. I'm actually recording it. And, you know, it started to get a little heated. And at one point, they got face-to-face, and people were just, you know, trying to keep them separated, keep things calmed down. We didn't need an incident. And people realized that pretty quickly, that we didn't want any sort of incident or any sort of, you know, negativity going on. So we got them separated, and we just, you know, just started telling them, just let them go through, let them go through. We don't need this problem. There's no reason for this. So let's just let them go on through, and we'll go on and do our thing. So we ended up doing that, and they ended up going on. The guy walked with the marchers for a little bit and got back in the car, and then they sped off and squealed their tires and nearly hit a couple more people up near towards the front of the line. So after we got all that done, we marched the 2 miles to the courthouse. And during the march, you know, there were kids everywhere holding flags and whatnot. And we get down there to the courthouse, and we're met by even more people who have already gathered there. They didn't want to do the march itself, but they did want to go to the rally. So we had a bunch of people at the courthouse already on the steps, ready to go. And we get our speakers up there, and they're starting to talk. And as I'm standing right there in front of them, there's this guy that lights up a joint, takes a drag off of it, and then just holds it in the air the entire time. Basically, right there in front of all the cops and everyone, the Fort Worth Police Department, and no one was arrested. And he wasn't the only one. People on the courthouse steps started lighting joints and smoking, and it was basically a legitimate civil disobedient protest. It was, for lack of words, it was awesome. You know, we had people out there breaking a law that should not exist, and in the open, in front of the cops, and they weren't doing anything. There was no one was harming anyone. No one was causing any problems, and so they let it go on. So it was an amazing experience. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. And whenever Rocky Palmquist got up there to speak, he's the Libertarian candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner. He got there and he gave a great speech. And at the very end, he took him a big old long drag off of a joint and held it up in the air. We got a good picture of that, too. He's a fun guy, good time. So it was just really, really amazing to experience all of that. And so we got everything wrapped up, didn't have any problems. And the biggest story of the day, though, is that not a single local news media outlet showed up to cover the event. Texas Cannabis Report was the biggest news outlet there. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, we love that. But, you know, if you lived in Fort Worth or Dallas and you weren't out in downtown that day near the courthouse, you had no idea that over 2,000 people marched on the courthouse and openly smoked in protest in front of the police, and not a single thing happened to them. So, you know, the media pretty much just put a damper on everything, so people don't really know what's going on. That's why we exist. We're out here to get the word out to people who don't know about what's going on here, so they can become more educated about, you know, everything that's happening, and have more say in the matter. You know, get them more involved. So it's just a shame that we didn't get more media coverage, but it was a great time. And this was the biggest event by far for a marijuana march in Texas. All right, moving right along, I'd like to air an interview that I did with Sean the next day following the marijuana march, and we'll go ahead and let you hear that. I'm here with Sean McAllister, who is the executive director of DFW Normal. This is the day after of the Global Marijuana March held in Fort Worth yesterday. What do you think about the turnout yesterday?
The estimates are in. We're looking at somewhere around 2,000 people, probably slightly more than that showed up. My expectation originally was 1,000 people, so this literally shattered my expectations. It was amazing.
It was definitely by far the biggest marijuana event I've ever been to. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
only online, only on YouTube. Whenever I go to High Times website, something like that, I've never participated in something that big for marijuana myself. I've never been to a hemp stock, a cannabis cup. And so it was by far the largest marijuana-friendly thing I've ever seen in myself, and by far the largest crowd I've ever spoken in front of.
So we're basically bringing Colorado-size events to Texas now. How do you feel about that?
I think it really just shows how strong the culture here is, and you know, it's becoming less and less underground the more that we do these types of events, and more people are feeling encouraged and empowered, and I think that ultimately it's going to get us closer to legalization faster because we're letting people be loud and proud like they are in Colorado. They're seeing it on TV, and they want to do it here.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, we've got all this momentum now, and then once you get it legalized, you know, where do you go from there? You don't have anything to work for after that. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's honestly assuming that we get some sort of perfect legalization right off the bat, which, I mean, not even Colorado has that right now. They have restrictions on the amount that you can possess and stuff like that that I don't think is true legalization yet. So assuming we were able to get some sort of perfect legalization passed where you could not only possess, purchase, trade this substance, but also grow it and not have some sort of quantity limit, then you're just looking at the fact that there's always going to be somebody who's going to try to repeal these laws. And so Normal is going to always have a job in defending the responsible cannabis consumer and always be a lobby for the responsible cannabis consumer, because that culture doesn't just go away as soon as it becomes legal. Also, Normal stands for the responsible use of cannabis, and there's always going to be people who don't use cannabis responsibly, and so Normal will continue to stand for that responsible use and encourage people to not just be some dumbass stoner, but to be a proactive marijuana consumer.
So there's always going to be a place in society for movements like Normal. You know, we had a pretty big turnout yesterday. I heard that you had gotten several new members. What's your member count at now?
So we started the day with 525 current members. That's people who have paid some sort of fee of some kind within the last 12 months to be a member. And the last count I heard was we had somewhere around 90 additional memberships. So that put us over the 600 mark for DFW Normal's active membership base.
I heard that you raised quite a bit of cash as well. How does that bode for the upcoming regional Normal conference?
It's a crucial shot in the arm. This is our most expensive event of the year with all the travel and the accommodations for speakers, advertising and things like this. So raising almost $10,000 in this one single day event certainly is going to enable us to do this conference the way that we really wanted to do it something right. So it was a classy, sophisticated event for Texans to attend, to see that this is a subject that is worth taking seriously.
You know, last year was the first annual conference, and it was a great time. There was a lot of great speakers. How do you plan to top that this year?
Well, I definitely want to be more organized. That was our first conference, and so we learned a lot about organization and planning. I also would like our speakers to be a little bit more pointed. I felt like a couple of times we had speakers who maybe got a little off track, and there was opportunities where we could have done better, cut time here or there. And so I think that having more involvement from my board of directors in planning this next event is going to make the event function better. It's going to be a tighter flow of events. We're going to get more involvement out of the attendees because it's going to be more interactive. And I think ultimately more fun and more informative. And so I just think it's going to be better overall. Even though last year was great, I think this year is going to be even better.
So, say you've got someone that lives down there in Corpus Christi or out there in El Paso. You know, we've got Normals being established out there now. What do you think should give them incentive to make the trek up here to Fort Worth?
Well, for one thing, it's crucial that you get to know the other people around the state that are fighting for your rights. You have a lot to learn from organizations like Texas Normal, Waco Normal, and even DFW Normal in seeing how their activism works. Getting to know their volunteers, even little things like seeing how we set up a table and how our volunteers act. You know, just getting everybody together to be informed, to have a little bit of team building, for mentorship and networking to occur, collaboration. It just really creates an opportunity for a lot of good things to come from getting a lot of like-minded people together for a good cause.
So this is going to be a 3-day event, correct? How's it going to flow from there?
Well, so it's going to be a three-day event, meaning on for that Friday there's going to be a sort of reception party, maybe some kind of dinner. We're still kind of nailing down all those details, but Friday night will be a more casual event, not necessarily exactly part of the conference, so much as like a pre-party type kickoff. And then on Saturday and Sunday from around 9 a.m. to about 4:20 p.m., we will have two full days of conferencing. These will include panels, speakers, a screening or two, even a couple of interactive games by Russ Belville. He's got a 420 Jeopardy that we will be playing, have some really cool prizes and stuff. And so it'll be two full days of all these different speakers, and we're going to have a bunch of vendor booths and just a really good weekend spent for activism. I think if you're interested in marijuana in Texas, if you're interested in finding out how you can become more involved in the movement, and learning from people who are already doing it, if maybe you don't want to start from scratch, coming to these events is important because you get to see how people are already doing it, and then that creates an opportunity for you to find a way to improve upon it.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to everything. Thank you, Sean, for your time.
Thanks for having us, Stephen, and we love the Texas Cannabis Report here at DFW Normal, and please keep doing what you're doing because your activism is inspiring our activism.
Thank you much. We definitely really look forward to being at that conference. Texas Cannabis Report will be there, and we will cover it, and we'll let you know everything that's going on. We hope to see you out there. Should be a great turnout. It's going to be bigger and better than last year's. Want to move right along to our music segment. As you may or may not know, our intro song is done by The Boxer's Brain, and the name of the song is Howdy Doobie. It's a great song, and today we figured that we'd just go ahead and play that as our music segment so you can hear the full song and just appreciate just how good it is. So here is The Boxer's Brain, Howdy Doobie.
It's nice to see you.
Hi.
Howdy doobie. Sure am glad you came out tonight. It's nice to see you.
Hi.
Howdy doobie. I love that walking. I love that talking. I love that sparkle in your eye.
Woo! If it ain't burning, this love ain't certain. There's a fire lit that exists until they finally pull my curtains, buddy. If this ain't working, please don't misinterpret. We're not perfect, but neither is focusing without a purpose. Trust me, we're not all worth it, such is life. But we're smile, stay a while, sincerely.
It's nice to see you.
Hi.
Howdy doobie. Sure am glad you came out tonight. It's nice to see you.
Hi.
Howdy doobie. I love that walking. I love that talking.
Mary, Mary, howdy doobie, how you doing? Bring that button to me, feel the groove and music. Load a bowl and use it, don't abuse it. Fuses lit, soothing shit, I can never let it go. All these wounds get lifted off this medical. I don't need no doctor locked inside my cranium. It's lazy in my stadium, but you're the phantom weighing on. No hater when the hang comes, just save up for the hateful sun.
I love that sparkle in your eyes.
let's go ahead and wrap everything up with the with talking about the Texas Regional Normal Conference going on in Fort Worth. You know, as we talked about in the interview earlier with Sean, you know, it's going on June 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's the first weekend, the first full weekend of June. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to be having a party on Friday at Froggy's Boathouse, and then they'll have the conference start Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It'll run till 4:20, and then right next door, they're going to have the Saturday after party at the Red Goose Saloon. We did the same thing last year. It was a good time. We're definitely looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, they're going to pick back up the same place, the Norris Conference Center. It's actually right down the street from where the Marijuana March was held. So good location. If you went to the Marijuana March, you know where it is already. So they're going to have Sunday's conference, and then they'll have another after party at Shipping and Receiving. Got a lot of good speakers lined up, some of them from last year, some of them are new. We are going to have Kinky Friedman this year. I'm sure most, if not everyone, knows who Kinky Friedman is. He's a comedian and Texas singer, and this year he's running for the Democratic nomination for Texas Agriculture Commissioner. He's actually going to be running in a primary runoff later this month, so if you voted in the Democratic primary or did not vote in a primary at all, you can go and vote for Kinky Friedman in this upcoming runoff election, because he is totally all about cannabis legalization and growing hemp. So he's a great candidate to support the cause, and I look forward to meeting him and hearing what he has to say at this conference. We're also going to have Jody Emery. That's the wife of Mark Emery. She also owns the Cannabis Culture headquarters store and Cannabis Culture magazine, and also Pot TV. A little bit of good news about Mark Emery. I believe he's getting out of prison later this year and can go back to Canada, and he won't have any more restrictions at all. So I'm wishing Mark the best of luck, and we can't see him out of prison soon enough. We've got Russ Belville coming back again this year. Russ is always a good time. He does great speaking, has great images to bring along with his speech. He goes where people don't even think to go. His mind, whenever it comes to cannabis, is so sharp. You know, it's great. So he's going to be there this year. He's the radio host of 420radio.org. So that'll be broadcast live as well. We're also going to have Peter Gorman. He's an award-winning investigative journalist and former editor-in-chief at High Times Magazine. We're going to have Eric Altieri again this year. He's the communications director and political action committee manager and chapter coordinator at the National Normal. We're going to have Ann Lee, who is the founder of Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. She's also the mother of Richard Lee, who's, you know, as you know, is with Oaksterdam. We had a RAMP have their first meeting in Houston earlier this year. That was a good event despite all the bad weather. And from what I understand, though it's not official yet, they're working on getting a RAMP chapter going in Tennessee now because of what happened in Houston. So Houston has inspired another group in another state to start up a similar organization. We're going to have Mike Hyde out here again. He's the father of Cash Hyde and founder of the Cash Hyde Foundation. As you may know, his son died from complications of a disease, and cannabis was a big help in mitigating the symptoms of the disease. We're going to have Rob Campia, who is the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project. And, you know, MPP is moving into Texas, and they're rolling out several million dollars into a lobbying campaign. They're saying that they want to lobby the legislature over the next 5 years and get full legalization at the end of it, and then incremental change until then. So with MPP coming in now and Normal already established on the ground, we're going to tag team this, and we're going to get this stuff passed here in Texas. We are not going to be the last state. We're going to have Heather Fazio. She was formerly with the Libertarian Party, and she's now the Texas political director at the Marijuana Policy Project, and she's also the executive director for Texans for Accountable Government. She does a great job at the stuff she does. She's an amazing woman, and she just got engaged, so I want to congratulate her on that. We've got John Tunmeyer. He's a disabled U.S. military veteran and Green Party candidate for Texas State Senator District 10. We got Rocky Palmquist is going to show up. You know, he's an 11th generation Texas farmer, and you know, like we talked about earlier at the march, he's the Texas Agriculture Commissioner for the Libertarian Party. We're going to have Jamie Bellagio out there. He's the 420 dude. He was also at the march. He had, I think, the record for the shortest speech ever, and I totally loved his quote about how, you know, why BS them around? Just tell them why I'm here and what I'm doing. So that's awesome. He's running for Attorney General as a Libertarian Party candidate. We're going to have Vincent Lopez out there. He's a great patient advocate, and he does a lot of stuff with the Patient Empowerment Alliance PACT. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. He also operates the Austin 420, and he's the Director of Patient Outreach for Texas Normal. We're going to have Sean McAllister. Of course, he's the director of DFW Normal. We're going to have Colt DeMorris. He's the founder and executive director of El Paso Normal. We're going to have Cliff Duvall, who's a military veteran and founder of Normal Waco. We're going to have Cheyenne Weldon. She's the executive director of Texas Normal. We're going to have Elizabeth Rodriguez, who's a founding member of DFW Normal and the Normal Women's Alliance coordinator. We're going to have Shoreline Sheena, a military veteran, mother, and business owner. They recently had to flee the state because of police tactics in their own town. They were harassing them, so hopefully everything gets settled down with them. We're also going to have Tristan Tucker. He's a disabled U.S. Navy veteran and deputy director of DFW Normal. Larry Talley is going to be there. He's a U.S. Navy veteran and the finance director for DFW Normal. We're going to have Chad West, who's a U.S. Army veteran and personal injury lawyer and Dallas criminal defense lawyer. He's also on the Normal Legal Committee. We're also going to have Julia Rose of the Peter McWilliams Remembrance and Cody Guy, who is a brain cancer survivor and medical marijuana advocate. The event's going to be open to the general public. If you're a student, senior, or a veteran, or a member of Normal, you get in for $25. That's access for all 3 days. Regular admission's $50, and if you want a VIP ticket, that's $100. That gets you special access to areas at the after parties and whatnot. So you can visit dfwnormal.org for their registration page to get tickets and more information. So it's going to be a great conference. I hope to see you out there. All right, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If I said I told you so, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll on down the road. If I said I told you so, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll on down the road.
Yeah, I refuse to ever back down. I've been a part of the boss, I've been true till now. Can they cover up from under us? They fuck with us and beg for trust. This wonderlust was built for us. I mean, all of us. Raise your head and raise your fist. Put down your fucking Twitter pic. Use your mind, corrupt your tits, and throw a brick at the establishment. Yeah, follow me, let's make a change. I ain't trying to box it out there. I'm trying to box with your brain.
If I said I told you so, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll on down the road. If I said
when your honor is deceitful, when the music stops, all we've got is our voice at the top of your lungs. Make feel the noise, open your eyes to the lies brought to you by the government. Political puppets got a corporate hand in your ass, and you're loving it.
If I said I told you so, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll on down the road. If I
If I said